case you missed it the first time. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 KISS FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Good morning. Did you hear the big announcement about Fiserv Forum?
No, what happened?
They're doing a couple pretty cool things.
Yeah.
Number one, they're opening a place called Insomnia Cookies. You've heard of it before, maybe. They deliver cookies until like 3 in the morning. That's their thing. But they're opening a store in the Deer District. Right at the corner of Old World 3rd Street, like next to the beer garden in the Deer District area. So there's that.
Like a whole store?
Yeah, a whole store
the
for
cookie
us.
Cookie store.
Yes. Cookie store.
This is the people who the chick who messaged us that owns Insomnia Cookies said she delivered cookies like what last year and she never came by. Am I got the same chick?
I think you do, Allie. I think you do. Because there was
what did you say, Rick? She can open a place in Fiserv, but she can't deliver cookies.
That's what she's been busy doing.
Apparently. This chick.
Come on.
I remember thinking, I go, she closes at 4 a.m. Our show starts at 5. How's she going to get us cookies? And she was like, I'll just bring them in the morning.
I remember that. She messaged us.
Went away.
Stuff like that happens where people are like, can I bring you something? And we never hear from them again. It's bizarre.
By the way, if you're listening right now, ma'am, please call us. We're still welcome to your cookies. We're not going to turn down free cookies.
Do you have a keto cookie? Because I would turn them down if you didn't.
But if you offer and you don't deliver, we're going to call you out on it.
Come on.
Talk the talk. Walk the walk with the cookies, bro.
And now I really want some cookies, damn it.
The other cool thing they did is there was a collective bargaining agreement now with Fiserv that their hospitality workers will now start making $15 an hour, starting a new industry standard for hospitality workers in the arena forum. Pretty cool, right?
Yeah, man.
I'm down for that, man.
Malky being all progressive.
Well, I don't know about catching up.
That's true.
There's a lot of broke peeps out there, man.
Big year for Milwaukee. That's happening. We got the DNC coming later this year. We got the Bucks on fire. It's amazing, right?
What a life. What a life.
Awesome. KISS FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
I mean, people just have no tact whatsoever or brain power, I think, when they go on and write things on social media because Lil Nas X, who has been a huge star in the past year,
Bieber,
Panini, you know, Old Town Road, everybody loves him. Came out as gay. We were like, okay, but sometimes in the rap world, people have heart attacks when somebody comes out, which they've talked about that, you know, it's harder for, they'll say it's harder for rappers or people
100%.
In that community to come out. Well, so I say props to Lil Nas X. You know, you're leading the way because there are gay, just like there are gay athletes, just like there are gay rappers. You know what I mean?
There's even gay politicians.
Open and not open, right? So, fine. So Lil Nas X had this crazy pink outfit on at the Grammys. I mean, real flamboyant.
It was outrageously awesome.
Outrageous. It's no different in my mind. This is why it's a double standard. He got lit up by this stupid rapper from Atlanta, Pastor Troy. It's the last time I'm going to say his name. Going on and on about how, guess I won't be winning a Grammy if this is what I got to wear. And then he started going off about how they love to push this bleep on our kids, like implying Lil Nas X is pushing his gayness on somebody because of his outfit. I'm like,
He's pushing the gay agenda.
How come Lady Gaga can come out in a meat dress?
Right?
And there's such a double standard for dudes when it comes to their outfits. Women can wear the most ridiculous outfits on the red carpet, and they do. And a guy puts one on, a black guy at that.
Oh, no.
And now we got to freak out about him being gay. We know he's gay. You're an idiot. Like, you know, has nothing to do with his outfit.
I know this is normally reserved for the Kardashians, but just one time.
Pastor Troy. God, who the hell
Who the hell cares about Pastor Troy's opinion, not about what Lil Nas X wears? Who cares what he wears? Honestly, who cares what he wears? Wear what you want to wear, dude. You're feeding a stigma into something else. And there's some other kid out there that's wearing that now feels bad because he thinks that it's a bad thing. You're feeding into a stigma. Now you're stigmatized because you're black, you're stigmatized because you're gay, you're stigmatized because you're wearing something different than everyone else. You're just feeding into it, Pastor Troy. F off, go away. And everybody like that, please.
Mic drop.
Please.
And
go,
Riggs.
Go ahead.
That's Riggs set, and I didn't have to.
What's that? There you go. No problem.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Breaking news, men are jerks.
What?
What?
God. I don't know. You tell me.
It's 103.7 KISS FM. So what happened now? What did Gibbons say yesterday that was so profound that made you think?
Okay. So Gibbons says, bear with me. I'm just applying my makeup for the day. Bear with me, everyone. Anyway.
Putting on a nice little base coat there.
Yeah.
Gibbons says, in passing.
I have no idea where you're going right now.
We were talking about presence and relationships. Did you hear Gibbons the other day on the air say, oh, we're just doing whatever we get you as a gift for Valentine's Day. It's about the Facebook picture.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, 100%.
And it went right over my head. And then I started thinking about it and I went, wait a second.
Yeah.
What do you mean it's all for the Facebook picture? Is this a ploy? Are you trying to tell me that guys don't care at all about us or what we want? It's about bragging and who's, you know, what's bigger?
Yes.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yes.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah. Totally.
Well, I'm so disappointed. This is like when you find out things are fake.
Look, it's
this is like
Allie.
One of those moments for me where it's you're just giving gifts to women to on Valentine's Day, and you're getting the biggest gift because you want to look better than the next guy. Is that right? I'm just clarifying.
Yes, but on the other side of the coin, is it not true that you want to look like you have the better guy because you get the better gift on social media? Because I think it also feeds the woman as well.
Maybe it is fed on both sides.
I think
I'm
it's fed on.
I
think it's fed on both.
If anyone
yeah.
likes my dude,
but right.
yes,
sure.
I think back in the day, a lot of insecurity people would have been like, "Look how great my guy is." But hold on, though. Can I also tell you why I think women do that? Because they're unsure.
Yeah.
I'm saying if you're confident, you don't need to post about how amazing he was and that he did this and this and this for you because you're fulfilled. Are you with me here?
Uh-huh, but
if you're posting it, it's really a sign that you want that.
Right.
And from the guy's perspective, I made that statement. I would see on Valentine's Day a friend of mine who got his girlfriend, wife, whatever, like 3 dozen roses, and I only got 2 dozen, and I would go, damn it. Steve outdid me.
You would
and
compare
now your
yourself.
Girl, because you're afraid that your girl's going to see that and be like, why didn't he get me 3 dozen
because
roses?
I'm worried about what she's going to think. And it's all because the basis of gift giving, it's not about the
it's
gift.
It's about the person that gives it. I've always said that.
Yep. And
it's
you're
for them.
And once again, I hate it when you're right. But
it's true.
And it's
you're
a tale
so
as old
on.
As time. The male wants to be the dominant one. We want to be the one that's the best. We want to be the best mate for you. So we want to have the best gift and get, yes, the most likes on Facebook and or Instagram. 100%. Yes.
That is crazy.
Totally.
And I think that it's so misleading. You know what I mean? It's such a trick for
women.
Well,
I mean, we're still well-intended with our gift. We just really like it if it gets a lot of likes, you know?
Yeah.
We like it better.
You know, you said something too, Gibbons, about how like we compare then. So now you've got Cindy who got, you know, roses from Jim, and he looks like the best guy ever, but their relationship is crap.
Yep.
But for one day, he got her 3 dozen roses. And now Carrie down the way is so envious of Jim and Cindy, but Jim and Cindy are full of crap. And they're only on Facebook once. In fact, Jim's cheating on his wife. That's why he got her 3 dozen roses. But on Facebook, they look really happy.
And
don't
Cindy's
they?
Sleeping with her boss.
And we wonder why we're never happy and we constantly compare and we want the, like you said, Riggs, you want people, your mate to be amazing and the best looking. Like, I don't even give a damn anymore.
I swear to God.
You just stated the obvious to everybody, so.
No, but I thought this was going to be a segment of me getting beat up, and this is another therapy session.
Kind of.
Feel better after this.
Yeah,
I feel better.
We can trust no man at Valentine's
Day.
No,
not at all.
Because I'm going to be like, oh,
nope.
who are you trying to, I'm not going to post a gift ever again.
You can't trust men anyway. We're men. Come on, we're all dogs
Fine.
Except for me and Riggs. Come
Fine.
On.
Sure.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Y'all heard of this coronavirus going around?
Oh, I heard
been talking about the coronavirus.
I know I've heard about it in China, and it's deadly, and that people have to can't leave.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Well, the coronavirus, apparently there was a student from the Wisconsin International Academy in Wauwatosa that just returned from China who is being closely monitored for the coronavirus. Interesting, right? Right?
Interesting and terrifying at the same time. I mean, it's here, y'all.
It could be here, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
scary.
The CDC in the United States, there are 5 confirmed cases, 5 only in the United States.
Mm.
But still, that could grow. It's always scary to see anything like that.
I don't want to get the coronavirus.
They're doing screenings at airports, and they're doing like all sorts. They have like these thermal thermometers. They put them on people's heads. I've seen them in China. There's people when they're going to and from in China.
Oh.
They're putting these. What do you call them? The temporal thermometers. They have a name for them. Allie.
Well, I use them with my kids.
Yes.
You're talking about. You just put it up to the head.
Yeah.
And it tells
you
the temperature. I don't know what they're called. But
right.
They're just the only thing I use now.
Yeah. They're saying the thing with the coronavirus is though you can start spreading it without seeing symptoms yet. So that's why it's extra little terrifying. So normally with the flu you start to get some symptoms and you're feeling like, God, something's kind of wrong with me. I might be contagious.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go to a doctor or an ER and get that taken care of right away. But with this coronavirus...
But you could die from the flu, so it is similar in that sense.
Yeah.
You could. In an extreme case, you'd absolutely could,
So then what are the symptoms? Do we know? Because how would I know if I have the coronavirus?
That's a good
question.
All
I know is people are dying, but like, how do I know? It's just a fever?
That's a question I don't have the answer to, but I would just say, I guess if you're not feeling well, go to the freaking doctor like immediately at any point, because it's like the peak of flu season right now.
Yeah.
So anytime between now and March or April, if you're not feeling well, go to the doctor. Do it.
Runny nose, headache, cough, sore throat, fever, a general feeling of being unwell. It sounds like every cold I've ever had.
Right?
Okay.
Right.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Aw, Vanessa Bryant speaking out for the first time since she lost her husband and daughter, Kobe Bryant and Gianna. And she basically said, there aren't enough words to describe our pain right now. I take comfort in knowing that Kobe and Gigi both knew that they were so deeply loved. We were so incredibly blessed to have them in our lives. I wish they were here with us forever. They were our beautiful blessings taken from us too soon. She also announced that they have a formation of a fund to help support other families who were affected by the crash.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So that was part of the announcement. But for the first time ever, Vanessa Bryant speaking out. And I was, you know, it's hard when somebody dies. You have to look at the positive.
Yes,
and
you
to
do.
Say things like, well, thank God the other children weren't on that plane. There's like the only way to cope sometimes is to try to find the positives and such.
Find the silver lining.
Thank God
yeah.
Vanessa wasn't on that plane. You know, you have to reach for some of those things.
I feel weird saying it, but I said it off the air to Gibbons earlier.
What?
I don't know if it sounds like a good thing, but the way that he died, it's tragic and horrible. But I'm glad that it wasn't like a murder of some sort, or God forbid, a suicide, or like
accident.
An overdose. Yeah, it was like a freak accident that just happened. Like, it was his time. For some reason, his time was up. I don't know why. Something else had some sort of plan for him, but the way that it happened is not comforting. I don't know if that's the right word for
you're
it.
You're saying at least it wasn't like a violent, in a sense of
something
murder,
horrible, where there's
or
even
a drug
more.
Overdose.
Something nefarious.
Right.
Yeah.
Something else you have even more questions about. Like, why would they do that? Now there's a trial. Now it's dragged out.
Now it's just.
Like, you know, it was a helicopter crash. It was pilot error. It was horrible.
It was an accident.
It was tragic. It was an accident. That's what happened.
Yeah.
Like, it's end of story there. There's no other questions. There's nothing else. And continuing it on. Does that make sense, kind of, what I'm saying?
Totally.
I don't know if it sounds like bad, but it's what I was thinking
and knowing
about the whole situation.
It eliminates questions.
It does.
I get what you're saying.
Totally.
Yes. You can text to 71037 for sure.
No, like, if there's a murder, you're wondering why. If there's a suicide, why?
When,
why did they
where?
Do it? Why did they do it? What could I have done differently? Mm-hmm. Could I have done anything?
Could
no.
Could we have saved them?
Could we have?
Blah, blah, blah. Yes,
you couldn't.
Yes, yes.
You couldn't.
Yes.
At the end of the day,
have.
You couldn't. Yep. Unless you're Superman or something like that. But
yeah. Well, Vanessa Bryant speaking out for the first time, just talking about how hard it is.
The other thing they started, her Mamba on 3 fund, that she started up a whole fund for the other families.
Oh, that's the fund I was talking about then?
Mamba on 3 fund. It's a whole fundraiser they started for the other families because other people don't have Kobe Bryant money.
I was going to say, I assumed they were all rich. Was I wrong in assuming that? That they were they all ran together and flew on a helicopter to a private school? Or no?
They may be rich, but I don't know if they're Kobe Bryant rich.
I mean, Kobe's worth hundreds of millions of dollars. And they're not
wealthy, maybe a little. I don't know. I couldn't speak on that. But,
I'm afraid to say anything because they've died, so I don't even want to say anything offensive because I don't know. But
no,
I just assumed if they're all running in the same community, they're all in like Beverly Hills. But again, does you know what they say about assumptions?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, Rewind.
Listen. You should never shame anybody.
No, it's not nice.
People are entitled to do their own thing. Whatever they want to do, que sera, sera.
Unless they're murderers, then you can shame them.
Yeah, well, that's a different story. But when it comes to...
Or rapists.
When it comes to exceptions,
let's be real.
There are.
Yeah, but never shame anyone.
But when it comes to drink choices, you should not be shaming my choice of drink.
Well, it depends on what it is.
Allow me to explain. So I go out the other night with J-Matt, their DJ who's on the air after us in middays, right? Me, him, and a friend of ours. And we go to the bar, and they're like, it's $3 beers. So you can get any beer for $3. You can get any cider for $3. And we have White Claw for $3 each.
Ooh, know the laws when you're drinking the claws.
So J-Matt and I lock eyes and we turn to the bartender in unison. We go, White Claw. And our buddy turns to us and goes, You guys are going to drink White Claw?
I'm with you, buddy.
Hold on, though. Guess what?
The worst of the seltzers. Now that we've been exposed to all of them, White Claw was maybe the first that we caught on to. It's not the best. It's actually gross compared to the other.
Okay. I agree, yeah.
But what is worse, White Claw or Bud Light?
And they're both water, essentially.
He was drinking Bud Light, trying to shame us for drinking White Claws. We're enjoying ourselves, don't have the stomach issues that came the day after like they do with Bud Light, loving our lives, and he was giving us a bunch of crap.
Funny thing is, Allie, I don't know if you're going to say this, but the guy that was shaming him and J-Matt was a gay guy. He was drinking the Bud Light. The gay guy was drinking the Bud Light, and he was shaming the straight guys for drinking the White Claw.
Well, stereotype.
Stereotype. Stereotype, Riggs. You assume the gay guy couldn't. The gay guy should be drinking the White Claw. You're just as bad right now.
But here was the kind of redemption, right? So we're at Landmark Lanes. So it's like a dark, dingy bar where the bowling alley is. Landmark Lanes, and he turns to the bartender and goes, "Can you believe these dudes are drinking White Claw?" And the bartender goes, "It's our most popular drink. Of course I can."
He said it's our most popular drink.
Turns to a bunch of dudes, three dudes playing bar dice next to him, goes, "Can you believe these guys are drinking White Claw?" And all the guys are like, "Yeah, of course we can. They didn't have mango. We were going to drink mango, but they didn't have mango
yeah,
here.
Yeah, because they're all nasty except for mango."
So he tried shaming us, but everybody had our backs. So listen, people, don't ever shame your friends for drinking White Claw. Maybe they're calorie counting.
Well, shame them for picking the brand.
Well, that was the only one that was there. It was the only one that was available.
We got Henry's made by Miller. We've got Press made straight out of, Milwaukee. Owned by women. Yeah. I mean, we have so many solid choices. Even the Smirnoffs are better than White Claw, in my opinion. But you can text to 71037.
I used to get shamed before I knew any better for ordering Malibu and pineapple.
Really?
It was my thing. I loved Malibu and pineapple, and they were like, "That's a chick drink." I used to get made fun of it for it all the time, but I didn't care because it's delicious.
Delicious. That was my favorite drink, too.
And it got me drunk, and I didn't know what was going on, so that was my drink of choice. That's why I got shamed.
Malibu and pineapple. I used to drink that a lot in like 8th, 9th grade, back in the day.
It sounds like an old school drink. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. See, 8th, 9th grade, I was 25 years old. That's fine. Same thing, right?
Yeah, same thing, yeah.
Do you get shamed for drinking things? You can text to 71037 or call 414-799-1037. Alcohol, a great topic in Wisconsin, right?
Oh, yeah.
That should go over well. It's Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Talking about the drinks that you get shamed for ordering, the drinks you get shamed for drinking, because there's stereotypes behind some drinks, right?
Yeah,
like a lot of them.
Some woman texted her. She sent us a message on our Facebook page. Lauren said, "I'm 25. I get shamed for drinking an old person drink. It's a vodka tonic or vodka seltzer with lime."
Oh.
It's not an old person drink.
It's delicious is what it is.
It's delicious. That's called you're on keto and you're trying to watch your calories.
Watching sugar in 2020.
Yes.
Welcome
See?
To the new world.
That's what it's called, exactly. Man. So you can text us 71037 or call us 414-799-1037. I enjoy this text to 71037. Did you read this one, Allie?
Which one?
Gibbons.
Is it the one from Seth?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was
Go ahead
there.
And read it, please.
I was there when this happened.
Oh, damn it.
So it's ironic that Gibbons got on the air this morning and started screaming, "Don't ever shame people for what they drink."
Yeah.
I was getting shamed for drinking White Claw because I totally forgot about this. But Riggs, remember when we played in the Mac Fun celebrity softball game this summer?
Yes, I do, Allie.
You and me and Gibbons came and cheered for us and he got really drunk on beer.
Oh, he was out of control,
and
man.
We had this great listener, Seth, hanging out with him.
Yeah.
And what was Seth drinking during the baseball game?
Seth was drinking the claws.
And what was Gibbons saying to Seth the whole day while Gibbons was drinking beer?
While Gibbons was drinking Natterdays, which is strawberry
Same
lemonade
thing.
Beer,
yeah.
essentially, just as... He was giving him crap. So, yeah. Gibbons, you were shaming him for drinking claws at a baseball game.
Seth texted in and reminded us that that's all you did during that game was make fun of him for drinking the claw. And that was in September, August, maybe?
Yeah, it was the summer, yeah.
That month. It wasn't even that many months ago that he was doing this to somebody else. And you just got on the air in drive time and went off about the same thing you did to somebody else.
Yes.
I was drunk. It doesn't count. I was really drunk.
Yeah.
It doesn't count. It doesn't count.
It sounds like, Riggs, that Gibbons needs to go sit with the other bullies at the bar and stop trying to shame those people.
See?
I
Listen
hate
here,
it
shamer.
When she's
Listen
right.
Listen here, shamer.
Oh, man. This
mic drop. Thank
there's,
you.
There's other people that texted into 71037. Somebody texted, they said, "My man used to ask for a strawberry margarita in a regular glass because he didn't want the big girly glass."
Oh, my God.
Well, if he asks me if I want a double, I don't stutter. I say, heck yeah.
Mm-hmm. I want my drink in a pint glass, not because it's not girly, but because I feel like I get more drink in the pint glass, right?
Hell yeah.
Let's still read your text to 71037.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
I don't know if you guys know this about me, but I am 1,937 weeks
years
old. Weeks old.
Damn.
Weeks old, Allie. Weeks old.
Hold on.
Yeah, he's weeks. 1,900 weeks old. Gibbons, can you believe it? 1,937
Congrats.
Weeks old. Congratulations, right? Congratulations.
What are you mad about that
parents
do?
Why do parents, and at what point do you stop saying a kid's name in age, excuse me, in weeks, right?
When they turn a year old.
A year?
Uh-huh.
So
we count weeks because of all the milestones and everything that happens in that first year. Every couple of weeks, big changes. From 19 weeks to 23 weeks, something can totally change.
Okay.
They're not one yet, so you can't say they're one. You're not going to say they're zero. But because there's so much development between zero and one, you have to put it in weeks, because before I was a parent, I didn't get it either. And then one day, I became a parent. I went through all of the zero to one. And then when a parent, I saw another parent with a baby. I said, how old is your kid? And she said, 18 weeks. And I knew.
I don't know what that means.
Exactly what that meant, because I knew.
How old is 19 weeks then? 19
well,
weeks.
I'm saying in my mind, I can picture where that baby was at.
Okay.
I know that it's, you know, 5 months or 4 months, whatever, versus nine.
But I'm saying for the average non-parent, I don't know what 19 weeks means. I'm like, is that
so what should she
little?
Say?
How old is 19 weeks? How many months is that?
Almost 5 months. There's about 4 weeks.
Why can't you say 5 or 6 months? She's like, oh, five or six months old.
Please.
Yeah.
Okay. Because
why can't it be like a dog? Now, forgive me for saying, but why can't it be like a dog? When you have a dog, it's 6 months old, it's 7 months old, 4 months
because
old, 5 months old.
Can I please, Allie?
Because your dog's, go ahead.
Oh,
yes,
please, other non-parents, go off.
No, because your dog isn't experiencing developmental things in that
way. Of course they are.
Not like a baby.
Even more so than 100%, yes.
Then you do need a child. If you think having a puppy, is like a beginner stage for having a baby. A puppy's a lot of work. Nothing compared to a
kid. No, I'm saying developmentally, a dog will advance more in a year than a child will in a year. That's why dog years are different. 100%, yes.
No, but, okay.
That's why dog years are different than human years. Yes.
Let me explain. Stop saying yes. Let me tell you why. The baby comes out, doesn't move, doesn't speak, doesn't even barely open its eyes.
Okay.
By the first year, that baby's walking, talking, eating, picking things up with its own hand.
Yeah.
Way more development than a dog's having. A dog is just getting bigger. That's about, and learning how to not pee outside.
Okay.
To compare the two developmentally, no way.
And I think once you get to 12 weeks, start going to months. Tell me 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, 6 months.
Well,
why can't you do that?
When you're
just make it easier.
I'm assuming now, but when you're a parent, I'm assuming in the first year you don't sleep much, right, Allie? You would know as a parent.
Yeah. You block all that out later, but that's correct.
So it's a lot easier as the parent who hasn't slept to go, my kid is 27 weeks old, than to go, my kid is 5 months, 2 weeks, and 4 days old.
I'm not asking for that. I'm just asking for the months. Don't break it down in weeks, because then I got to do the math. All right.
But a 6 month
4 weeks.
An 8 month old can be worlds apart.
I don't care. I just want to know how old your kid is. I don't care where they are.
Well,
weeks.
Let me explain.
In weeks.
They can be 2 months apart because of the development. That's my point. A 6 month old and an 8 month old could be literally like a 40 year old and a 20 year old. That's how far apart they could be because of development. That's what I'm saying. Every month counts. And they're not one yet. So
right. This
you
is
text 71037.
This is why you guys can have the kids. I don't want them.
Deal with that. That's why I did.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And you didn't.
I know. Thank
why,
you.
You didn't even have them, you're still mad.
I know.
He's
visibly
mad.
Angry.
I'm leaving right now. I'm done.
Yeah.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
I was upset with, I was curious rather, about why parents always say their kids' age in weeks. I've got several friends that have had babies recently and they're like, oh, they're 19 weeks old. They're 23 weeks old. I don't know what that is as a non-parent. I can't do that math in my head. I know it's just dividing by four, but just tell me how many months old they are. I think you should go
You're
to 12.
You're not going to have any type of different opinion whether I tell you weeks or months, though. It's not going to make
a difference.
I know,
so why does it matter? Exactly.
Because to people who are parents, they understand that different weeks equal different. It's a completely different baby at 4 months and 8 months. I mean, it's not even close.
So what you're saying is it should matter to parents, but
it
not.
It should matter to someone who's curious about where the baby is developmentally or how old they are. Puts
allow
it in perspective.
Allow me to place my hands on my hips like Gibbons would.
Oh, God, here we go.
And say, well, then why are people texting into 71037 saying things like, I'm a parent and I agree with Riggs. I only said weeks up until 12 weeks, and after that it was months.
Well, that would be a great point if that were the only text we were getting, Riggs.
And then there was another one.
But you pulled out only the ones for yourself. And
I agree
why
with
are
Riggs.
Why are we only getting texts for me?
Huh?
Oh, what intern, Kevin?
Okay. What? I think there's only been one text that's on your side, Allie.
Oh, really? And are they all people who care about dumb things like this?
Yep. Every single one of them.
Uh-huh.
I'm a parent.
See,
I agree with Riggs.
Problems later today. This
Someone
is
else.
Not it.
I never did. See, when you're a non-parent, you worry about stupid ish like this, dude. This is how I get along with my life.
You have the time.
I do. Have a life and be a non-parent, and not worry about stuff like this. That's don't insult the people that actually have lives who are non-parents. You're an exception.
I've got other things I worry about, but this bothers me as a non-parent. Like, why do you keep going as weeks? Another one. Weeks go on the up until 12 weeks. After that, it's months. Thank you very much. You know, I stopped counting weeks when my daughter turned 12 weeks. Now we say months. Thank you very much. Stop after 12 weeks. There's another text. You know what? I'll just stop making up texts.
You know what the moral of this whole story is for me, and I'm hoping Allie as well?
What?
Just tell Riggs he's right so he can move on with his
life. Just say real quick. Gibbons can say it.
I don't think you're right, but I'm just
You don't have to say it, Allie. As long as someone says it, I'll get off.
Shut the hell up for a second. Let us talk. My God. You're like the new Allie right now. See? God, you know you want to talk.
Go ahead, Gibbon, say it.
You're just too damn lazy to divide by four. That's what my moral of the story is.
Oh, I hate
you
so much right now.
You're too damn lazy to divide
by
four.
I hate you. I thought you were going to say I was right, you a-hole.
No.
Why?
Damn it.
You're just lazy, Riggs.
I
am lazy.
Care. That's the point.
Right.
It's not even you're right. We don't care,
Riggs. Wait.
You're fighting a cause with 12 other parents in Milwaukee who texted in the care.
All right, let's talk about license plate stickers and something
who
else.
The hell?
No, because I don't care about that either.
One more time for the people in the back.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
How dare you said your baby was 12 weeks.
Oh, man.
Thank you. It's 103.7 KISS FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 103.7 KISS FM. FM.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so real quick, Dog the Bounty Hunter went on the Dr. Oz show, brought his new girlfriend on, the one that nobody in the family likes, who's young, that apparently dated his son before he dated him.
I didn't know any of this!
Okay, well, hold on. The show's not airing till February 3rd.
Oh my God, Allie.
When they were filming it, there is a moment, and it became a teaser, like a commercial for Dr. Oz's show that when Dog is on, where he's sitting there with his girlfriend, and he turns to her and says, Moon Angel, will you marry me?
What?
And then it cuts away. Now, everyone that works for Dr. Oz says they think it was real. Now, Dog is claiming he was caught up in an emotional moment because remember, his wife died 7 months ago and he said he was so heartbroken that he contemplated suicide, you know? He was grieving. Oh, and now people are horrified that he's dating this chick 7 months later that dated his son and they're not a fan of how he's moving on, okay? Clearly. So...
I had no words.
Yeah.
I thought it was a joke too.
They went on to talk about, I think, the grieving and how the family's moving on. So they must have had some emotional moment on Dr. Oz. Now, they're saying no ring was exchanged, but we're not going to see the whole moment until it airs on the Dr. Oz show. Yeah. But allegedly, Dog got caught up in the moment and proposed, which sounds insane, which just shows how much help he needs, that he's unstable because the fact that he's dating his son's ex and proposing 7 months, as I'm saying this out loud, I'm realizing it doesn't make any sense. He's completely unstable. He's all over the place, and he can't make a good decision because he's grieving.
Yeah.
Like you want to feel kind of sad.
You want to date somebody to have some comfort, okay? But
you
now you're talking
people.
About yeah. But now you're talking about getting
marriage.
Married and legal binding
a
stuff.
Girl
and
25 years younger than you.
Financial
you're not making
situation.
Any good choices
Who is
right now.
Your son's ex
girlfriend? I mean, the whole thing is a mess.
Red flag. Red flag.
Yes.
Red flag.
Everyone stand up and clap with me. Gibbons is spotting red flags now,
Look
people.
At you. Look at that, Gibbons.
We call that growth.
Welcome
that's you learn. Look at that.
Life.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Oh, God.
103.7 KISS FM. It's Riggs and Allie at 9:44. You can always catch up with our show on demand at 1037kissfm.com or the radio.com app if you want to. That works as well. Did we learn anything on the show this morning? I learned something about Allie.
Oh, geez, what?
Well, Allie was accusing men of only getting gifts for women because of the Facebook post. So Allie really cracked the code on men this morning that men only give gifts just so we can get praise on social media and make other women jealous, therefore making you happier and think that we're awesome.
Yep. It's all a show. It's all smoke all and mirrors. And I didn't realize till Gibbons in passing said, we do it for the Facebook picture. And I went, oh, it's a competition on who's, you know, what's bigger for guys.
Who's got
guys
the bigger hot dog?
The guy didn't get me the great gift because he loved me. He got it for me to show the other chick on Facebook he's better than her dude. Is that, am I right or am I right?
When you're right, you're right.
Wow.
And damn it.
Wow.
Chicks, women, listen to every word you say, because I said that as a passing comment yesterday, as a nothing, a throwaway.
And it stuck with me, and I thought about it, and I went, oh, really?
You can't say stuff like that to a woman, dude.
Clearly not, man.
You can't tell us. We remember.
They do.
Everything.
I know.
It's scary.
Especially if it makes us question things.
Uh-huh.
Except for my wife, who I've told now 5 times that we have a therapy appointment. She still won't go. I'm trying to get her back into a therapist. She keeps forgetting, though. I'm like,
forgetting? Uh-huh. Yeah, forgetting.
Yeah, that's what I say. Uh-huh. Oh, forgetting, huh?
Girl,
oh,
really? You want me to come over and give her a mom talk?
Yes, please.
I'll give her the scary mom eyes that Allie gives.
Oh, God, I don't even look at you with those.
One of our managers looked me right in the eyes and said, you're scary, Allie. And I said, yeah, you've been talking to my kids?
No, she's been talking to us. I mean, Jesus.
You're also the same person that said, why do people say I'm unapproachable? I will cut you if you leave. I will stab you.
That's a fact.
But why am I unapproachable?
I'm just saying.
You're like a nice cactus. Like I want to. You know how cactuses are? Like it looks like somebody reaching up for a hug, but you roll up and hug her, and then she's.
I am a beautiful flower that will embrace you with my
petals you are.
Until you screw me, and then goodbye.
You totally are. You totally are. And I'm not saying that out of fear. You are totally the most welcoming and lovely person ever.
Stop it.
All right.
What did you learn on the show this morning, Gibbons?
I learned that Riggs is really bad at really generic math, at like first, second grade math.
No.
Riggs is angry.
God, you'll find a way to twist it to make me sound like an... No, I'm mad that parents always have the damn weeks for how old their kid is. How old's your kid? 19 weeks.
Yeah,
26 that's right. weeks. I don't know how old that is. Just say months.
Well, then Google
after
it.
12 weeks.
No, Al, you don't have to Google it. You take the number, you divide by 4, and you figure out ballpark
after 12,
how many months.
Just tell me months, just for me. Give me months, all right? That's all I want. I don't care about where your kid is developmentally.
So I say to you, my kid is 5 months old, or my kid is
20
weeks. 20
weeks.
5 months? Great.
Why did that make a difference to you? You don't know the difference either way. You don't know the difference whether they're 5 months. You don't know
anything. Because when
you
say 20 weeks, then I'm not listening to anything else you say. I'm going 20 weeks. All right. So four months, five. And then
20 divided by 4.
Now you're talking about something else, and I can't focus on you because I'm too busy doing the math in my head.
I love you, man, but you're crazy.
I am a little bit.
Listen, this is what I had to put up with today.
What did you learn on the show?
What you just heard,
yes.
And then I had to put up with Gibbons going off about how he got shamed for drinking White Claw because he's a dude.
Yeah.
And I laughed when our listener texted in,
Seth
who reminded us over the summer, Gibbons showed up to the Mac Celebrity Softball game we played in.
Mac Fund.
Yep. Mac Fund. And Gibbons made fun of Seth, the listener, because he was drinking White Claws all day.
So he
made so much fun of the guy, and then went on the air today and had the balls to act like he got shamed for drinking White Claw.
Gibbons,
the hypocrisy.
When you live in a glass house, you're not supposed to throw stones.
And quite frankly, I thought I told you White Claw's the nastiest of all of the drinks. You're welcome.
Yes. Of every statement.
Dude, all seltzers are bad, but White Claw's the worst.
No, they're
the
not
worst.
All bad.
They
no,
are some, all bad. They're all terrible.
There are some really good ones. White Claw is the
White
least.
White Claw is the least.
Fave.
You're all right about that,
Listen,
yes.
You just learned about it first.
I have said it once. I'll say it again. I hate it when she's right.
Get our show on demand at 1037kissfm.com.
You must hate me every day.
J-Matt's
up next.
I'm
another $1,000 at 10:10. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Woo!
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.